The superintendent of Field Local School District just notified our newsroom that the Field Local buses are in the city of Kent. They're picking up the students around the city and will be delivering them home. Again, no students will be walking home this afternoon. Chief Jack Summers, Police Department, advises that for Ravenna residents and those traveling around Ravenna, yes, that they please get off the streets. They are congesting traffic. The convoys that are coming in to the area, they're just messing things up, as Chief said, in the town. A curfew for Ravenna, looks like he said, will be imposed shortly. This is WKNT AM and FM. We have to give our ID at this time.
Here's the latest worldwide news from the American Entertainment Network on Santa Monica, New York reporting. We'll report on all the past breaking news right after this.
It's 2:30 and 25 seconds Eastern Daylight Time by Elrose Watches. It's 1:30 and 29 seconds Central Elrose Time. 12:30 and 32 seconds Mountain Elrose Time. On the coast, it's 11:30 and 36 seconds. On the moon, it's 28th Loon and 21.15 Loon Hours. And if you want to know more about the time on the moon, write to the station for Elrose Watches that took time on the moon.
Important studies made at the world's leading headache clinic.
University at Kent, Ohio. Shots from the National Guard. Perhaps shots from elsewhere, too. But now, 4 people are reported dead, 11 wounded at Kent State. John Preston Smith, Public Information Director at Kent State, tells how it started.
There was an authorized gathering, assembly by the students. They were on the commons of the university. They were given 5 warnings from the National Guard to disperse. They did not disperse. National Guardsmen then dispersed them with tear gas. And from that point on, the confrontations began.
Some reports say the young people were throwing rocks and tear gas canisters back at the National Guard. A student at Kent State, Alan DeLong, tells us what he saw.
Some dispersed the tear gas. They started running over the hills by Kent Hall. At which point the guard had them surrounded. Two students started throwing rocks one night, and at that point the guard opened up fire, and as far as I could have seen, 4 people were shot down.
Student Alan DeLong, what he saw at Kent State. Talking with ABC Newsman John Lowry, Kent State's John Preston Smith said,
National Guard did fire a volley of shots. This could have been into the air, it could have been, you know, into the ground, I don't know. But there are also rumors that others in the area, other than National Guard, had weapons.
Do you know for a fact that the National Guard did fire their rifles?
Yes.
And John Preston Smith said the students at Kent State campus have been ordered to stay in their classrooms or stay wherever they are, not to move, not to go out on the campus. At Kent State now, 4 dead, 11 wounded. Kent State officials say 2 of the dead are Ohio Guardsmen. For days, the Kent State campus has been rocked by violence stemming from the demonstrations of young people protesting the Vietnam War and the U.S. move into Cambodia. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee is protesting, too, in its way. The committee accuses the Nixon administration of taking over the powers of Congress to declare war and make treaties.
With the actions around the area, Assistant Adjutant General Frederick Winger, the Ohio National Guard, said the 2 guardsmen killed at Kent State were believed hit by sniper bullets. Again, there are conflicting reports. The adjutant general says 2 of his men are killed, and others say 4 students have been killed. The fact is that there are now 4 persons dead, students or National Guardsmen. We are still in somewhat confused condition at this time. Chief Jack Summers of Ravenna has told WKNT that they're working now to impose a curfew in the city of Ravenna. And also that he asked that all unnecessary traffic stay out of the city of Ravenna. This is one of the main routes that the National Guard is using to come to Kent. And that the ambulance also, this is the ambulance and guard route, they are hampering traffic. They are hampering the whole process of what is going on in Kent. And that you please stay out of the downtown area and don't try and come down and be an observer. You may be arrested for just being in the area. All roads in the area are being blocked at this time. You cannot enter or leave. Students are asked to return to their dormitories. The group is still in the center of the campus. We understand the shooting has stopped on there. It was just one brief thing when the students, about 4,000 on one report, started moving toward the National Guard, who was defending the 1 Air Force ROTC building in the center of the campus. The group marched toward them. It's not known yet who gave the order, but the troops fired their M1 rifles into the crowd of 4,000. Again, four are dead. 15 have been taken to the hospital. We still have, the number will undoubtedly go higher. Ambulances continue to run by Route 59 toward Ravenna. Please stay out of the area. Again, as far as schools go, Field Local School District Superintendent said that his buses are now in Kent. They're rounding up these students at the schools. Do not become alarmed at this if your students are late. They have so many students in Kent to deliver. The students will be taken directly to their doorsteps, and you're asked not to drive around the city and to go to the school. You'll just cause more trouble with traffic in the area. The trouble is restricted to the campus. A few minor incidents around in the downtown area have been reported, nothing serious. But everything is confined to the campus. The campus is entirely surrounded by National Guardsmen. Stay tuned to WKNT, AM and FM, again 1520 on the AM, 100.1 on the FM. This is Bob Carpenter reporting more news at any moment.
KNT, AM and FM, Kent, Ohio, serving Portage County and all of Metro East.
Ravenna Mayor Beck has declared a state of emergency in the city of Ravenna. Here now is Mayor Beck with that report.
Whereas widespread public disorder has erupted in cities throughout the country, resulting in numerous deaths and personal injuries and in property damage of hundreds of millions of dollars. And whereas there is a threat of public disorder in the city of Ravenna, Ohio, particularly as a result of public meetings and gatherings. And whereas the city has made and continues to make substantial efforts to prevent such disorder. But the threat to the city is such that additional action is deemed warranted to protect the lives, safety, and property of the citizens of Ravenna, Ohio. Now, this second day of May 4th, 1970, pursuant to the statutes of the state of Ohio and the ordinance of the city of Ravenna, Ohio, and particularly ordinance number 1968-45, I hereby declare a state of limited emergency in the city of Ravenna, Ohio. All persons are hereby prohibited from gathering on the public streets or sidewalks in groups of four or more. All persons are hereby prohibited from gathering in such groups in other open areas except for recreational purposes in parks or other recreation areas. Any person disobeying this proclamation is guilty of committing a misdemeanor and is subject to a penalty of $50 for a first offense and $50 for each additional offense. This proclamation shall continue in effect until further notice, unless further extended. That's time of Mayor George Beck, Mayor of Ravenna.
This is also just in. Davy Junior High School and Kent Roosevelt are now being escorted home. Students from Davy Junior High School and Roosevelt High School are being escorted at this time. They're going home. Other students in the area are being bused by Field Local School District buses. As you just heard, Ravenna City Mayor George Beck has declared a state of limited emergency in that city. Mayor Beck has also imposed a curfew. Here now is Mayor Beck with that.
Whereas I, George H. Beck, Mayor of the City of Ravenna, have this fourth day of May the 1970 declared a state of emergency to exist in the City of Ravenna, Ohio. Now therefore, I under the powers invested in me by the powers of the statutes of the State of Ohio and Ordinance 1968-45, do hereby impose immediately a curfew for all persons from being upon the public streets or in public places between the hours of 8 p.m. and 6 p.m. until further notice. George H. Beck, Mayor of City of Ravenna.
These cancellations received here at WKNT. Lamb Electric second and third shift are asked not to report. Lamson Sessions second shift, they're asked to stay off the streets and stay home. Faculty meetings at Kent State University have been canceled. Kent State University golf course is closed, and there will be no league play this afternoon. Ravenna City Council meeting has been canceled. And of course, Ravenna Mayor George Beck just declaring a state of limited emergency in the city of Ravenna and a curfew. Please abide by these decisions by the local officials. In Kent, the situation still again remains on the KSU campus. The students down there are in somewhat of an uproar, but I understand that all of the actual shooting and violence has subsided to the largest degree. They're being talked to by professors with bullhorns trying to quiet them, trying to keep everything down. And reports now confirm that 4 persons have been killed, shot by, believed by the guardsmen, and they were rushed by around 4,000 students toward the remaining ROTC building. We'll have more details at any moment here on WKNT. Bob Carpenter reporting. Just received word from Portage County Sheriff's Office. Any of those that have taverns are especially ordered to listen. The Sheriff's Department has just ordered, and by the judge, that all bars in the area are to close down immediately. All bars in the area are to close down immediately. At 2:10 this afternoon, Kent State University President Robert I. White has ordered Kent State University closed indefinitely. All students and faculty are asked to return to their permanent addresses as soon as possible. The residence halls remain open for those students without transportation. Those students still at the university should remain in their dorms. Again, Kent State University President Robert I. White has ordered Kent State University closed indefinitely. And again, on the other story from the Sheriff's Department, all bars in Portage County are ordered closed exactly at 3 o'clock. That's this minute. All bars and taverns in the area and restaurants that serve liquor are ordered closed by the Sheriff's Department. Stay tuned to WKNT AM and FM on your dial here in Kent, Ohio, serving Portage County and all of Metro East. We'll be bringing you all the latest information, and this just mentioned just a few moments ago. Ravenna Mayor George Beck has declared a limited state of emergency in that city. Everything is closed in there as far as activities go, and Mayor Beck has also imposed a curfew for the city of Ravenna. Please stay out of the city of Kent. Please be calm. This is Bob Carter reporting WKNT News. Have left the Commons area. That's the flat part in the center of the campus near the ROTC building. It was burned to the ground. 1,000 students are now moving toward Tri-Towers. The National Guard is trying to cut them off. They're moving around both sides of them, trying to confine them before they get to the Tri-Towers, the large complex on the northeastern portion of the campus. Meetings around the city of Ravenna and Kent are being canceled. Just about everything in the city of Kent. If you had some sort of meeting here, we'll say now that they are canceled. Ravenna Mayor George Beck has declared a state of emergency. That's a limited emergency in that city. All meetings in that city should be curtailed. And Mayor Beck has also imposed a curfew. Here now is Mayor George Beck for KNT News.
Whereas widespread public disorder has erupted in cities throughout the country, resulting in numerous deaths and personal injuries and in property damage of hundreds of millions of dollars. And whereas there is a threat of public disorder in the city of Ravenna, Ohio, particularly as a result of public meetings and gatherings. And whereas the city has made and continues to make substantial efforts to prevent such disorder. But the threat to the city is such that additional action is deemed warranted to protect the lives, safety, and property of the citizens of Ravenna, Ohio. Now, this second day of May 4th, 1970, pursuant to the statutes of the state of Ohio and the ordinance of the city of Ravenna, Ohio, and particularly ordinance number 1968-45, I hereby declare a state of limited emergency in the city of Ravenna, Ohio. All persons are hereby prohibited from gathering on the public streets or sidewalks in groups of 4 or more. All persons are hereby prohibited from gathering in such groups in other open areas except for recreational purposes in parks or other recreation areas. Any person disobeying this proclamation is guilty of committing a misdemeanor and is subject to a penalty of $50 for a first offense and $50 for each additional offense. This proclamation shall continue in effect until further notice, unless further extended. That's Simon Mayor George Buck, Mayor of Urbana.
Ms. Bacher, once again, the commons again has been cleared, and the students are now in mass, about 1,000 of them, heading toward the Tri-Towers area. Portage County Sheriff Joe Hedges has advised WKNT News that he and the judge have gotten together. They have issued an official order. All bars, taverns, restaurants, those serving alcoholic beverages in Portage County are ordered closed immediately. This went into effect 8 minutes ago at 3 o'clock. Ken Mayor Leroy Satrum advised that all persons walking on the streets are advised to go home immediately. Davie Junior High and Roosevelt High School students are now being taken home. Students at Kent State University High School and Paulson School are being bused home by field local school buses. All persons have been ordered off the streets. Traffic is entirely cut off at this time. Special deputies have completely surrounded the Ravenna Courthouse due to rumors that a large number of students left the campus before it closed down, heading for Ravenna. Nothing on that at this time. President Robert I. White has issued an order. Kent State University has been closed down indefinitely. Kent State University has been closed down indefinitely. All students, people in there are advised to go to their dormitories. Those working on the KSU campus will be leaving the area momentarily by their own vehicles or will be bused in case they walk. This is Bob Carpenter. Stay tuned for further action, further details, I should say, on WKNT News. Are now asked not to report to the university for work. They are asked to stay home. That's the second and third shifts at Kent State University. The employees are asked to stay home tonight. This report in, two speakers have gathered crowds at Akron University. No other details on that is yet known. Portage County Sheriff Joseph Hedges has ordered all alcoholic beverage businesses in the Portage County area closed. They were closed at 3 o'clock this afternoon. He's asked us to relay this information. They cannot call out. It's impossible to call all of the bars and establishments in the area. If you know someone that is proprietor of one of these establishments, if you can, please call them and tell them that they are ordered by one of the judges. I'm not sure as to which judge issued the order, but Sheriff Hedges has issued, as far as from his department is concerned, that all bars are ordered closed immediately. Ravenna is now in a state of limited emergency and curfew in that city. All actions in that city tonight, meetings in there by executive order now, are canceled. All meetings in Ravenna are canceled tonight. Kent State University, according to President Robert I. White, has been ordered closed indefinitely. The group at this minute is still moving toward the Tri-Towers complex. The National Guard is trying to head them off from coming into that area. They're trying to keep them out in the open. And we have no other details than the fact that they are on the move. They've left the Commons area. Four persons are dead, the result of gunshot wounds on the Kent State campus. And we have a report here from Robbins Memorial Hospital. 13 persons have been admitted. Four persons, of course, have been reported as dead. Stay tuned to WKNT. More news at any moment. The last momentary reports just received here that the students, about 1,000 of them that were moving toward the Tri-Towers complex, has broken up. This is believed because of an order just issued by President Robert I. White that the Kent State University campus is closed indefinitely. And this also, all students have been ordered home. The students, if you have students from out of state or in the area, they have been ordered home. And those that have automobiles are asked to pack up and leave. This is the latest word that we have from Kent State University. Portage County Sheriff has advised us once again to announce that if you know someone in the area that has a bar, a tavern, or an establishment that sells refreshments, that they are closed. All of these bars in the area are ordered closed by Sheriff Joe Hedges. The Commons area is cleared. That was the area, the site this afternoon of the shootings. Four persons are now confirmed dead. Kent State University, again, has been ordered closed indefinitely. That was from President Robert I. White at Kent State University. Ravenna is under curfew. Ravenna is also declared a state of emergency. It's a limited emergency. All public meetings, gatherings in that city are canceled. The same goes for Kent. At 5 o'clock this afternoon, we have a curfew imposed on the city of Kent. 5 o'clock this afternoon. We now have a special report.
There was an authorized gathering, assembly by the students. They were on the commons of the university. They were given foul warnings from the National Guard to disperse. They did not disperse. National Guardsmen then dispersed them with tear gas. And from that point on, the confrontations began.
That was Mr. John Preston Smith, the Kent State University News Service, reporting for WKNT. We mentioned this a few minutes ago. We still have no details on it, that two speakers have gathered crowds for rallies at Akron University. No other details on that particular thing are available. Deputies still surround the courthouse in Ravenna, rumored that some students may have left the campus or headed toward that direction. All persons ordered off the streets. All schools have been closed in the city of Kent. Broomfield school buses are taking students home doorstep to doorstep. The Roosevelt High School and Davie Junior High School are the ones that are being affected by this. At this very moment, they are being taken home. Paulson and Kent State University High Schools are going home by bus. They should be home. Most of those should be home by now. The other students are en route or will be en route shortly. Parents are advised not to try and pick them up at the university, at the schools, because of traffic congestion in downtown. They want to keep the lanes open for all of the emergency vehicles. We have a report of 13 people going to to Robinson Memorial Hospital. Again, four persons are dead. It has still not been confirmed whether there were two guardsmen and two students or what have you, but there are at least four dead. Kent Rotary Club course is canceled. Cancellation North Chestnut Street group is canceled. In fact, people, instead of calling in and saying that your group has canceled, we can say that all Kent and all Ravenna activities are canceled. All Kent and Ravenna activities for tonight are canceled. The second and third shift of Kent State University employees are asked not to report to the university for work. Again, the big story, all Kent State University students have been ordered home. The university is officially closed. Stay tuned to WKNT for further details. We'll be back right after ABC Entertainment News. We're continuing with the coverage of the incidents here at Kent State University. People, we have just looked outside the window here. Traffic on Route 59 is blocked up, clear back almost to Black Horse. People have been told and told and told to stay out of the area. This is not only common to Route 59, but Routes 43, 261, etc. You will not be permitted to enter the city of Kent. If you have people that live inside, you were asked to pick up. Sorry, but they'll have to make other arrangements. They will be bussed out. The police will give them an escort outside the city limits. So the only thing you can do is try and stay home and keep off the highways. Especially Route 59. This is the worst route to take to try and, if you want to come into the city, you're just going to be turned around. This is the emergency route between the university and the hospital, and one of the main routes for the National Guardsmen they command. This afternoon, Kent State University President Robert A. White ordered Kent State University closed indefinitely. He's ordered that all students and faculty are asked to return to their permanent address as soon as possible. The residence halls will remain open for those students without transportation. Those students still at the university should remain in their dormitories. Again, all students have been ordered either home or to their university. Four persons now listed as dead. Two of those were reported now as National Guardsmen. Assistant Adjutant General Frederick Wenger says the two guardsmen were believed hit by sniper bullets fired into their ranks on a football practice field. Wenger says the guardsmen returned the sniper fire as far as he can determine. He says the troops were under orders to take cover and return any fire. The battle broke out shortly after noon today when guardsmen moved in to disperse a crowd who defied an order not to assemble. It was the third successive day of violence here on the KSU campus. As far as any major confrontation on the campus right now, it appears to be over. The students are apparently heeding President Robert A. White's order. They are now dispersing, going back to the rooms, packing their bags, putting them in automobiles, and leaving. Again, if you're trying to enter the city of Kent, forget it. They're closing it off. There is a 5 p.m. curfew for the city. A 5 p.m. curfew for the city of Kent. You parents that are anxiously waiting your arrival of your children, please be patient. The parents are, the students are being bused home doorstep to doorstep, and they are also being escorted by police officers. There is no worry about things in the Kent area except on the Kent State University campus, which things have reportedly quieted down over there. Again, the students are being bused home. Please be patient. They will be arriving shortly. Those of you that, we're asked by the Sheriff's Department to pass this on, if you know someone that owns a bar in the Portage area, tell them to close their doors. It's by official order now. Sheriff Joe Hedges has asked that all bars remain closed. We'll be back in a few minutes with the latest update on the situation on the Kent State University campus and in Portage County. This is Bob Carpenter reporting. News. We now have three of the names of the dead, and they are all students. All of these are students. This is now confirmed. Again, we have the name only. We do not have the specific address of these individuals at this time. One of those killed was William Snyder. The second one was Jeffrey Miller. The third one is Allison Krause, a co-ed from Pittsburgh. That is all we know about that. Another girl is reported dead. She was the fourth one, but her name has not been learned. Again, the names, and we do not know which ones. We've checked the university atlas. In some cases, there are two or three with the same name, but they are from out of area. We do not know exactly which ones they are. The names, again, we have are William Snyder, Jeffrey Miller, Allison Krause, and a fourth girl. We do not have her name. This just in, Streetsboro is blocking traffic at State Route 14 and 43. You will not be permitted to enter from that particular area. Those workers that work in the Cleveland or the northern areas around Streetsboro or Aurora that have to return to Kent, you're advised to make other arrangements. You will not be allowed into the city of Kent. The same goes for people coming from Kent and Ravenna. According to the Sheriff's Department, they're still insisting on trying to come into Kent. There is no way in the world that you can enter the city of Kent unless you are driving a Jeep with a gun or what have you at this time. There's no way you can enter the city of Kent. Please, please turn around and go back. The traffic, as we see here from our WKNT newsroom, is blocked up on 59 almost back to Black Horse. And one by one, each car has to be told and told and told to turn around and go back. There are no exceptions. Students are being bused home at this time from the city of Kent. There's no word, there are no incidents in the city of Kent really to speak of, a few minor things. But the students are being bused home and they have escorts. Of course, the latest big news, Kent State University has been closed indefinitely. President Robert I. White issued that this afternoon. All students asked to return to their permanent residence as soon as possible. With that announcement, the crowds started to disperse. There was no incident when they left the Commons toward the Tri-Towers area. It sort of dissipated. The students are now packing in automobiles and heading out. Students will be allowed to leave the area. Now, as to parents coming in picking up their students, they had better just stand by and wait for a phone call. Those arrangements have not yet been made as to how they will be able to come in and get their students. The student university has been closed. Curfew for Kent is 5 o'clock this afternoon. You have an hour and 10 minutes. Ravenna has a curfew tonight, 8 o'clock. You have to be off the streets or face arrest. Again, please do not try and enter the area. We'll have more details at any moment. Bob Carpenter reporting. The names, William Snyder, Jeffrey Miller, two male students, Allison Krause, a co-ed from Pittsburgh. The other two students, just mentioned Snyder and Miller. It's not yet ascertained as to which specifically. The Atlas lists three or four with the same name. We do not know which ones of these at this time they are. And one unidentified girl is in Providence Memorial Hospital, also dead as a result of gunshot wounds. All bars in the Portage County area have been closed by order of the Portage County Sheriff. There will be no visiting hours tonight at Robbins Memorial Hospital. and Kent Superintendent Robert Stanton asked WKNT to pass this on to the bus drivers. The bus drivers in the area took all Kent City students home today when school was closed this afternoon. He wishes us to pass on his thanks and commends the bus drivers for taking all school children home by bus this afternoon. Kent curfew 5 p.m. now until dawn. Ravenna, 8 p.m. until dawn. This is Bob Carpenter, WKNT, AM and FM in Kent, Ohio, serving Portage County and all of Metro East. The time is 5 o'clock.
News of the hour on the hour from American Information Radio. This is Edward P. Morgan in Washington. At this hour, communist capitals are increasing the decibels of denunciation of U.S. intervention in Cambodia. Kent sealed off in the wake of a confrontation between students and National Guardsmen and police, which left four students, two men and two women, dead. The shooting came during an anti-war rally. At least 15 other students were injured, seven by gunfire, says Kent State President Robert White.
We are asking for every possible appropriate investigation, which we shall undertake to pursue to the limit.
As Kent's President White spoke, the National Student Association called for a nationwide shutdown of colleges and universities to protest U.S. intervention in Cambodia. Hundreds of students and faculty struck at Stanford in New Jersey. Rutgers President Mason Gross endorsed a student-faculty strike. There were demonstrations or preparations for same on scores of other campuses. War crisis worry about Cambodia pushed New York stock prices sharply lower. The House Ways and Means Committee has agreed on a 5% boost in Social Security benefits. The Supreme Court has ruled that states may exempt churches from taxes on property used exclusively for religious purposes. Pulitzer Prize winners named today included the Long Island paper Newsday for public service and political cartoons, Seymour Hersh of the Dispatch News Service, who uncovered the My Lai massacre for international reporting, ex-Secretary of State Dean Acheson in history for his book Present at the Creation, the Chicago Daily News William Eaton for national reporting and disclosing the background of Judge Hainsworth. Repeating a major story, four students at Kent State University in Ohio were killed in a confrontation with police and guardsmen today at an anti-war rally. The university has been closed. This is Information Radio News.
But we'll stick to fact at this particular point. We'll try and sort that out as the investigation continues. Of prime importance right now, of course, is to Kent State University students and to Kent area residents. The fact that a curfew will go into effect and has been pretty effective at this particular point. We just came out of the city of Kent from that news conference, and Kent's curfew started 30 minutes ago, and just a few cars are on the road. However, this has created monstrous traffic jams in the Streetsboro, Stowe, Interstate 8043 area, as well as Route 59 between Kent and Ravenna. Policemen from Twinsburg, from Hudson, from Ravenna, from all areas are manning these roadblocks. Added to the complications at these traffic jams are large groups of Kent State University students and parents. Parents trying to get in to see the students or get their students. Students oftentimes thumbing rides to get back out of the city of Kent. Now, Kent Police Chief Roy Thompson has issued this statement just a moment ago. He has checked with all emergency forces, and it has been reported that parents will be able to enter Kent if they have the intention of picking up their students. And when Del Corso spoke to us at the administration building just a few moments ago, he advised that the National Guard would also aid parents and guard parents as they pick up their students from Kent State University. Police are letting parents enter the campus area by way of Summit Road. So what you would do would be to pick up Summit from 43 in downtown Kent. That would be about the area of the University Inn. Or you would be able to pick up Summit Road from Powder Mill if you're coming from the east. That would be in front of the Kent State University Golf Course. Now, Bob Carpenter has been following these incidents throughout the day. And Bob, first of all, WKNT AM and FM will be staying on the air as long as it is necessary, with the authority of the Federal Communications Commission. Now, Bob, why don't you pick up the notes that you have so far, and we'll try and combine our notes as far as the pertinent information for the moment is concerned.
All right, Marty. The latest word, those of you that have been calling in on Kent State University High School, from Dr. Palermo, he says that the high school will be closed as long as the university remains closed. And speaking of the closing of that university, Portage County Prosecutor Ronald Kane filed that injunction today through Judge Albert Karras. It was granted. It was directed to the Board of Trustees and President Robert I. White to close down the school indefinitely, and the school will not open until the courts are satisfied now that things are safe for them to return. The injunction stated that all faculty members, students, are forbidden to enter the university unless permission is received. The injunction is in effect right now. The major portion of that injunction goes into effect tomorrow at noon, which students now have between now and noon tomorrow to clear the entire campus. And, of course, again, that was from Prosecutor Ronald Kane. Marty just gave you the route for the students, parents of students who can come in on the Summit Road and on Powder Mill Road to pick up students. Again, they will have to be off tomorrow. I understand, Marty, you have the list of those that are in the hospital. I think we should go into these now.
All right, the following names have been released from Robinson Memorial Hospital, their names, addresses, and their current condition. Dean Kahler, K-A-H-L-E-R, 225 Klotz East Canton, listed in critical condition. Thomas Grace, 800 Wilbur Avenue, Syracuse, New York, listed in fair condition. Joe Lewis of 8825 Colton Street, Massillon, listed in critical condition. John Cleary of Skandaga Drive in Scotia, New York, in critical condition. Robert Stamps of 4093 Harwood, Cleveland, in fair condition. Douglas Rentmore, 1233 Nesbitt Road, Northfield, in fair condition. Alan Canfora of 308 Newell Street, Barberton, treated and released. Bill Heisler of the National Guard was treated and released. Dennis Breckenridge of the National Guard reported in fair condition. And then the three people who were fatally injured on the commons of Kent State University's campus this afternoon are listed only as Allison Krause, Jeffrey Miller, and William Schneider. There was another body, that of an unidentified female, and we have no further information on the other girl that was killed. So far, four people have been killed in an incident this noon on the Kent State University campus, resulting in the closing of that Kent State University campus. In the city of Kent now, for Kent area residents, there is a curfew in effect, and it isn't from this time until dawn. In Ravenna, they have imposed a curfew from 8 p.m. until dawn. The Ohio Bell Telephone Company will be handling emergency traffic only. If you have attempted to call someone and have not received the dial tone, that is because of the tremendous flood of telephone calls both into and out of the city of Kent. There is nothing wrong with your telephone other than the fact that everybody else in town is also trying to make a telephone call. So please do not call the telephone company because you can't get a dial tone. It's simply because all of the circuits are busy. The operators will be handling only emergency traffic, that is for police cars, for fire units, for emergencies of that type. They do not consider it an emergency if you are trying to locate your son or daughter. We will be furnishing that information here on the air. There is a limited state of emergency in Ravenna, in Stowe, in Cuyahoga Falls, as well as the village of Gray Lake. In Portage County, all bars are closed. All bars are closed in Portage County. Robinson Memorial Hospital will have no visiting hours tonight. No visiting hours tonight at Robinson Memorial Hospital. Mayor Howard of Stowe has requested that all businesses close. That announcement was made about 45 minutes ago. We assume that that process is underway. Employers are asked to send all employees home. They are currently setting up in Stowe an emergency station for those who cannot get back into Kent. And I think one of the reasons we haven't heard about where that location is that the telephone lines are just too jammed for them to get in touch with us. So people who have loved ones and friends who are working in the city of Akron or in the surrounding areas and who cannot get home from the west, stop at the Stowe Police Department. If you happen to be listening at this time, stop at the Stowe Police Department and find out where that emergency station is.
Among all of these things that have been happening over the last week, we must remember that it is election day tomorrow in the area. And according to C.R. Francis, the director of the Board of Elections, the elections will be held tomorrow as scheduled. And that's the latest word. The Red Cross has a canteen set up. It has cots and housing in City Hall for those who can't get into Kent. And Bob, it doesn't say what city. If they couldn't get into Kent, they obviously couldn't go to City Hall. So there's apparently an error here in this one. So maybe Joanne Smallfield of the Red Cross will be calling us back on a specific location, or one of our staff members out in the other room.
Now these, what I mean here is that the men that live in Kent, of course they cannot come in on 59, or they just cannot enter the city, but they can enter the city of Ravenna.
I see.
The traffic has not been stopped, and they have asked that the traffic does, people that are not concerned, you know, just to stay off the streets is what Chief Jack Summers called us. To stay off the streets, because the curfew will be in effect tonight in exactly 2 hours. But you can make it as far as Ravenna. You're asked to come down there, and there's coffee and donuts, etc. And they've set up cots in the new city building in the one room that they never finished, or they never put anything into. So they can come that far, and there will be traffic down. There's officers in the area directing where they can park, and they will be kept there and housed there until they are permitted back in the city of Kent.
Okay, Bob, and at 2:10 this afternoon, Kent State University President Robert I. White ordered Kent State University closed indefinitely. All students and faculty are to return to their permanent address, even if they live out of state, as soon as possible. And as we mentioned, the roads to and from Kent are clogged with college students and with parents trying to meet their students. The residence halls will remain open for those students who do not have transportation. And according to Adjutant General Sylvester Del Corso, students who remain on the Kent State University campus will be confined to their dormitories effective at 8 o'clock tonight. Anybody seen on the campus after 8 o'clock tonight is subject, again, to arrest and prosecution. So those students who are going to remain overnight and cannot arrange for transportation tonight should remain in their dormitories, and it wouldn't be a bad idea to start that right now. I'm sure all services will be provided for you. That about summarizes what we have to this particular point. I think what we should do at this juncture is return to music, with the announcers reminding you that we're listening to WKNT Radio AM and FM, that will stay on the air just as long as necessary. A couple of last notes here that have just come to us within the last few minutes. Judge Robert Kent of Kent Municipal Court announces that all traffic cases for the court scheduled for 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. tomorrow have been rescheduled for 1 week automatically. So if you do have a ticket or a citation that you are to report to court, make that 1 week from tomorrow. Kent Police Chief Roy Thompson says that the emergency forces in town have been advised and should be allowing parents of college students only to travel under supervision to the facility where their son or daughter may be living on the Kent State University campus. Kent State University High School will remain closed as long as KSU is closed. That from Dick Palermo up at Kent State University School. We have not heard of any cancellation for tomorrow at Kent Roosevelt or the Kent City Schools. However, if we receive that information, we will pass it along. Kent State University High School is the school that is affected. It will be closed as long as KSU is closed.
Marty, we've been trying to check with Superintendent Stanton. He's been listening due to the phone mess up here right now. If Superintendent Stanton is listening, we would like to take this opportunity to ask him to call us, if he can possibly call us, and tell us about the school situation in Kent tomorrow. We're being flooded with calls by parents concerned, of course, and we are public servicing messages throughout the city. All meetings in Kent and Ravenna have been canceled. This is my order for tonight, right? This is my order of course, the mayor's and the martial law, which is now in effect here in Kent.
Okay, Bob, so let's regroup our forces here and give ourselves 13 minutes of music to regroup the forces, and we'll have another report, some actualities, some of the things that happened during the day, and some comments from our staff members, which we will prepare during the next 13 minutes. It is now 13 minutes before 6 o'clock. This is WKNT Radio AM and FM in Kent, Ohio. We will stay on the air bringing you official information throughout the night if necessary. It was a problem for many of us a little later on. But the gas stations are closed, businesses are closed. Really, there's no reason for being into or out of the city of Kent. And volunteer organizations, as well as
regular policemen from various cities surrounding and various counties surrounding Portage County have been called in, and they are helping man the roadblocks. If Ken Mayor Leroy Santrum is listening, we have been unable to contact him by telephone or any member of his staff. We would appreciate hearing from Ken Mayor Leroy Santrum at his earliest convenience. All traffic cases from Kent Court scheduled for 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. tomorrow have been rescheduled for 1 week. And Prosecutor Kane filed an injunction through Judge Karras in Common Pleas Court to have the university closed. All faculty, employees, and students are to be at home like the rest of us. I think that'll wrap it up for this particular point. Mark, if you would keep reminding people of the next scheduled newscast, of course, we will break in immediately with any information that is necessary and is of immediate interest to people in the Kent area. We will be on the air throughout the night as long as necessary until the situation is ironed out. And as you go to sleep, I think the thing that you can feel most is that be assured that you are being protected. There are 800 National Guardsmen at last count by General Canterbury. There are untold numbers of sheriff's deputies and police from surrounding communities, as well as our own local police and sheriff's department, aiding to avoid anything that might come up in a situation tonight. And the whole thing is being surveyed by helicopters of both the National Guard and the Ohio State Highway Patrol. And by the way, the patrol is fully active. Colonel Sherwani was there at that press conference a little while ago, too. That'll be our story for now. For Bob Carpenter and Marty Howard, this is WKNT News. Mayor Robert French of Streetsboro has implemented a curfew 8 to 6 tonight, and all activities, church meetings, etc., or council meetings, are canceled. Also from Superintendent Robert Stanton of the Kent Public School System, he advises that after consultation today with police and the mayor and officials, and also the school board, that they have canceled school tomorrow for the Kent Public School System. We're still trying to find out Ravenna. We don't know if there's going to be any problem there or not. We'll have full details for you as they happen. Bob Carpenter, WKNT News.
Stay tuned to WKNT 1520 AM 100.1 FM for the latest occurrences in the city of Kent and on the Kent State University campus. Time right now, 17 minutes past 6 o'clock.
As requested, people are still being stopped, challenged, and checked, and ask not to enter the city of Kent. At this particular point, martial law has not been declared. We repeat, martial law has not been declared. That the authority of General Canterbury and Kent Mayor Santrum. The curfew is in effect for the city of Kent. After 8 o'clock, 50 minutes from now, there will be no pedestrian or vehicular traffic on the Kent State University campus. Again, Authority General Canterbury. A number of questions have come to WKNT Radio, and unfortunately, most of them will have to go and be filed under the category of we'll just have to wait and see. And those people particularly who have called me and talked to me, I direct this to you people. Coming up tomorrow, we know two things for sure. First of all, the Kent State University School and the Kent State Schools will not open tomorrow. Parents are asked to keep their children home. The other question by residents is, what about our work? What about our going to and from work? And that will have to be a wait-and-see situation. And as we mentioned, WKNT Radio will stay on the air throughout the night at 1520 AM 100.1 FM. And we suggest that you keep your dial set there, and as soon as you get up tonight or tomorrow morning or whenever it is, you keep checking in. We will keep advising you. Particularly, we will set up a schedule here a little later on if you'll stay with us and we get organized completely. Probably broadcast every 15 minutes of the current status and the current information. And by the way, while we're at it, Paul Brennan, WKNT's newsman, is in the process of setting up a special program for 8 o'clock this morning, reviewing the events of the weekend, and particularly the events of today as we know them right now. So the status is this. There is a limited curfew, limited state of emergency in Ravenna, Stowe, Cuyahoga Falls, Brady Lake, and now Streetsboro.
and police and mayors in those areas are asking that people stay off the streets tonight. All bars in Portage County are closed. The Kent curfew is in effect now. A curfew in both Ravenna and Kent goes into effect in 48 minutes to be enforced by the police of those areas. Mayor Howard of Stowe has already requested his businesses closed, and we mentioned that already. The election will be held tomorrow, and as the night wears on, we will have specific details to poll workers and to some of the other people who are involved with the election early tomorrow morning. The Red Cross is in operation. They have a canteen set up in the American Legion Hall in Ravenna. That's just off Main Street, actually right behind the Red Cross building. And they also have representatives at City Hall. So if you would want to contact the Red Cross for any reason, you may do so there. They are, of course, always on the alert during an emergency situation. All meetings in both Kent and Ravenna have been canceled for tonight. Suffice that to say that most people are cooperating by keeping their meetings off for tonight and are staying home. Judge Robert Kent has already announced that in municipal court in Kent, all traffic cases scheduled for tomorrow have been postponed and rescheduled for 1 week. So that means any case that would have been heard tomorrow, which is Tuesday, will be heard the following Tuesday, a week from tomorrow. Three students are being treated at St. Thomas Hospital. And what did we say? Two National Guardsmen, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Apparently, students are being treated at RMH.
The United Press International dispatching a story now saying that there are 17 wounded as a result of this and 4 deaths. So that is the latest count that the highest count we've had so far. 17 wounded, 4 killed.
Okay. Kent State University is closed indefinitely. And WKNT News will stay with the story throughout the night. For Bob Carpenter, this is Marty Howard, WKNT News. All bars in Portage County are closed. They will remain closed by order of State Liquor Director Donald Cook until the 7th of May at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. There will be no classes at Kent State University High School and at Kent Public Schools or at St. Patrick's tomorrow. No school at Kent State University School, at the Kent Public Schools, or at St. Patrick's Catholic School tomorrow. Obviously, no visiting hours at Robinson Memorial Hospital tonight. There will be elections tomorrow. Elections will be held tomorrow. The use of telephones is a topic of discussion, and we are asked by Ohio Bell to advise you that they are taking only emergency traffic, and that means emergency traffic. Need of an ambulance or need of a fire truck or need of a police service. Those are the only calls that are being handled at this point by Ohio Bell Telephone Company because of the obvious heavy flood of traffic, the emergency traffic that is needed in conjunction with the closing of Kent State University and other situations that are or may occur during the night. Judge Kent has canceled all traffic cases for Kent Court for tomorrow. They are postponed for 1 week. Those people who were scheduled to appear in Kent Municipal Court, their cases have been postponed for 1 week. St. Thomas Hospital reports they have 3 students, 1 in surgery, 1 being treated and released, 1 pending treatment and release, and there were 7 treated at Robinson Memorial Hospital. 1, 2, 3 are reported in critical condition. None of those are from the immediate area. The closest location of a student injured was Dennis Rentmore of 1233 Nesbitt Road, Northfield. He's reported in fair condition. 2 National Guardsmen were injured, and 4 young people were killed. Allison Krause, Jeffrey Miller, William Schneider, and the last girl's name is Sandy Schurer. Those are the names of those who have been killed. The story, in summary form, 4 Kent State University students, 2 of them co-eds, were shot to death on the campus today when Ohio National Guardsmen opened fire on snipers among a mob of 3,000 students. There are many versions of this story. We are not attempting to act as judge and jury. Please let me underscore that. We have now 9, 10, 11 other people who were injured. Two of those were guardsmen. Adjutant General Frederick Wenger said snipers fired into the ranks of troops and that guardsmen fired their semi-automatic weapons into the crowd. Wenger said, and we quote, "The guardsmen on campus returned sniper fire as best I can determine. They were under standing orders to take cover and return any fire," end quote. An unidentified student is quoted as saying the guard just turned around and started firing into the crowd. The guardsmen had marched to the top of the hill by Taylor Hall, then turned around and started to march away. The students came up behind them, and there might have been some rocks thrown, I'm not sure. This is a quote from the student. The student went on to say they were jumping up and down and yelling. The guard just started firing into the crowd. So we are not attempting to be judge and jury. We are simply reporting the situation from both sides as best we can and passing along any emergency traffic that should be given to the people. We talked a few moments ago to Prosecutor Ron Kane. An injunction has been filed against Kent State University. The university will not open again without the authority of Common Pleas Court. An injunction was filed and signed by Judge Albert Karras, closing Kent State University, and that university will not reopen until the reopening has been approved by Common Pleas Judge Albert Karras. The university was closed officially at 2:10 this afternoon, closed indefinitely. Students under the terms of the injunction have until 12 noon to vacate the campus. They have 12 noon tomorrow. They are under curfew right now, so they cannot move until dusk or until dawn tomorrow morning. So there will be little activity there tonight. However, they have from dawn tomorrow morning until noon tomorrow morning now to leave their dormitories. About work tomorrow, about travel tomorrow, we have no word as yet. We will have to keep our tabs on the situation. We suggest, since WKNT Radio has been granted permission by the Federal Communications Commission to stay on through the night, that as soon as you get up tomorrow morning, you tune us in, and we'll have a story for you at that time. We are in communication with Kent Mayor Leroy Satrum. As we mentioned, Prosecutor Kane, we are in communication with the people at Kent State University as well as the National Guard, attempting to keep you briefed on the latest. Oftentimes, I think you're going to find that these reports will be repetitive. However, we know that our audience is a constantly changing audience, and some of the people may not have heard this information. Some of the people may want to hear it for the second time to make sure they heard what I said the first time. So please bear with us if it is repetitive, because we are trying to make sure that everyone hears it. That'll be our story for this particular report. Keep tuned to WKNT Radio for the later news. This is Marty Howard, WKNT News. Good evening again, everyone. It appears it will be a long night, and as I have been doing, I shall preface again that the reports that you're hearing from ABC, and I think you'll note the change in the tone of the reports from ABC, indicate that nobody is really sure what happened at 12:45 this afternoon in the commons of the Kent State University campus. All we know is that four people are dead. And our latest reports indicate now that we're not even sure of all four of who they were. And I'll have more about that in just a little while. In my previous preface remarks, we've commented that it's worldwide news, and so it is. A listener has played Dial Twister, and we have a report that on the 1 o'clock a.m. news from Cologne, Germany, on Radio Germany, it was the headline story. So it is indeed an international news item. A couple of other things have come up with regard to getting to work, people going to work tonight, people going to work early tomorrow morning. We have no answer for that right now. We are working on that. As it stands right now, we must stick with our fact sheet and our list of now 10 facts. We have a new one added about curfews and so on, and those will have to stick. But WKNT Radio will stay on the air. We will be reporting at the half hour and the hour with news and information, and we will be passing along what people are saying about us. We will be passing along sports. We understand that there may be some sympathetic reaction from Bowling Green State University. We'll have that report a little later on. Let's get now to our fact sheet. and the information that we know to be factual. A curfew is in effect tonight in the city of Kent. No pedestrian or vehicular traffic is permitted in the city until dawn. There are limited curfews in effect from now until dawn in Ravenna, Stowe, Cuyahoga Falls, the village of Brady Lake, and in Streetsboro. Kent State University School, Kent Public Schools, and St. Patrick's Catholic School will all be closed tomorrow. Fact number four, Portage County Common Pleas Court has ordered Kent State University closed indefinitely. Kent State University will not reopen until approval is granted by Portage County Common Pleas Court. Fact number five, Ohio Bell Telephone Company asks all subscribers to use their phones for emergency calls only. There's a tremendous flood of telephone messages being transmitted because of this emergency, and all available phone lines should be used for emergency traffic only. Fact number six, Election Day is tomorrow. The elections will be held as scheduled. There will probably be further information, however, early tomorrow morning on WKOT Radio for election workers, but for now, we can only suggest that you stay tuned. Number seven, State Liquor Director Donald Cook has enforced prohibition from 4 o'clock this afternoon until 4 o'clock p.m. on May 7th. And this prohibition affects all establishments under the control of the State Liquor Control Board in Portage County. Eight, the Red Cross has an emergency canteen set up at the City Hall in Ravenna. If there's anything that the Red Cross might do to help the residents of Portage County or others stranded during this emergency, they may attempt to make their way to that canteen. Nine, I think this one goes without saying, but we thought we'd better add it. All functions, that includes club meetings, civic functions in the city of Kent, the cities listed under curfew, have all had their meetings canceled. And our new fact, number 10, all Kent State University branches have been closed indefinitely. All Kent State University branches have been closed indefinitely. The branches are located in Wadsworth, Canton, Ashtabula, Warren, and Elyria. The Kent State University branches have been closed. Now, I realize that some of you are sitting around, hopefully enjoying yourselves in the confines of your home tonight, and are thinking in between these reports of other things that might be going on. Well, let's take a look. We have a report from United Press International that says about 750 Bowling Green State University students, apparently upset about the reports of the four KSU students who were shot and killed earlier in the day, staged a brief sit-in at the administration building there today in Bowling Green.